وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Aha. Got some more email here. You're watching the mailbox. I'm Yusuf Estes. We've got one here. It's asking the question, can I go to college in UK or Europe? My sister and I can be mahram for each other, but my mom says no. How do I convince her? Okay, I'm assuming from this that you're a girl, a sister in Islam, and you're talking about your own sister and you want to be mahram for each other. And you were planning on going off to college. When I was in Ireland, I found a lot of our sisters there from Indonesia and places, Malaysia and so on. And they're studying there because it's a good place for them to become doctors, nurses, and so on. However, the problem they have is that none of them have a mahram. They don't have their father, brother, husband, or, you know, someone who could be mahram or protector for them. And this is a serious problem. And some of them said, well, we're mahram for each other. Somebody gave them a fatwa, a ruling, and said that that was okay. You could do that, be mahram for each other. I told them that if you had 10 women, they're still not mahram for each other. The mahram is a male. It's a man, and he's there to protect you. Now, if you said, well, nothing ever happened, that's beside the point. The point is the Islam is saying you need mahram. Now, if you went just to visit a place overnight and came back, this is another subject. But to go and stay and study for a long period of time, you don't have anybody with you to protect you. And this is why we found so many of the girls there with boyfriends, not Muslim. Some of the girls get pregnant. And all of this is causing huge problems when they try to go back to their families and back home. How did this happen? And they're blaming these poor girls for this. And in fact, it's everybody's responsibility to remind each other about what Islam really teaches, and then stick to that as much as we can, you know. So, no, I wouldn't recommend you try to convince her to do something haram. All right, we have another one here. It said, what's wrong with dating just for fun? Well, there you go. That's related, isn't it? What's wrong with dating just for fun? Well, what is wrong with dating? Islam is very clear about some points about rights and limits. And the rights, even your body has rights on you. Your children have rights on you. Your parents have rights on you. And there are relationships, and Islam is also about relationships, and there are some that are permitted and some are not. And a relationship of boy and girl outside of marriage is not permitted. Why? Well, for one thing, if the girl has a relationship with this man, physical, then both she and the man are not pure for marriage after that. They've already been sampling out here. This is a problem. Who would be happy to get married to somebody that's been going around doing this? And then what if she gets pregnant? And what about the child? And what about their rights? So there are some very concrete evidences here against this in society. It does break down the society. It isn't something good. And we wish you would stay away from something like this. It's not fun. Visit our website to get more about it, islamnewsroom.com. That's the end of the mailbox for today. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.